This week's learning is the Mishnah, Skidim ben Rebaim, Gersh ben Rebaim, and Leza Marina Viva Vanzer. A few weeks ago we discussed the case of what happens if someone goes into a store and he trips on an item in the store. The store is either in the middle of mopping or there's a package on the floor which someone trips over. And we discussed it from the angle of the store owner's responsibility. When he himself created that door, he was the one who was mopping. He sent a worker to mop the floor. He himself was mopping the floor. Or he was the one who put the packages in the aisle, and now the person tripped over. This week in Hashem will discuss it from a different angle, where the store owner was not the one who put down the package, but rather one of the customers, someone who came into the store, he's the one who dropped a bottle of oil that fell on the floor. So the store owner didn't create the bar, but now there's a bar in his rishus. Or someone's trying to take a package, and he's trying to get something to the top, he piles them down, doesn't replace it. So what's the store owner's responsibility when he does not the one who's actually created a bar, he's not the one who dug the bar, he's not the one who created the bar, but there's a bar now in his rishus, how quick and what's his responsibility to go ahead and to rectify that and to take away that bar? Obviously it centers around what we learned this week of the Habadoi Beluya Beloi Malia Command the Kayadami, that there's a concept that even if he's not the one who created the bar, he's not the one who made the bar, still the kubit is the responsibility for him to make sure that bar is taken away. We'll discuss much in that case. Another few other common cases. One is, let's say, a child, if someone puts down, there's all these scooters that someone puts down on the front, on the sidewalk, on the front lawn. Someone could trip over that. Would a person be responsible? He sees that scooter's down. Would he be responsible to remove that and to make sure that no one should trip on it? Not sure whether we have time. We'll also go through the case of there's a person have a responsibility where it's not the act of anyone, but there's snow, there's ice now sitting on the person's property. What's the responsibility to take away that color to make sure that no one falls or slips on the ice or on the snow? But before we go into the Prat Halacha, we have a quick chazorah. It's important to understand this halacha on the concept of bar b'shus. We learned that there's a concept that a bor, if someone creates a takala, someone creates something, a michshel, and it's just a rab, obviously there's a chiyuv. A bor b'shusa, if someone creates a bor in his own property, there also is a responsibility. But that responsibility is severely limited. If someone walks into my rishus without permission and falls, it's pasha, there is no chiyuv as bor. If I have a michshel in my rishus, the person comes in without asking, there is no responsibility if the person falls. There's a concept of tuchu b'shus for my body. Usually a shor is the one who fell. What's your behemoth doing in my property? As long as I have a right and I have an issue to create a bor in my own rishus, and that's when we'll get to that with chachas maik, that is a responsibility to take away that someone should not get damaged in my rishus. But the financial responsibility, if someone came in without permission, there is no financial responsibility. Well, with permission, with permission, we mentioned the Zohar HaShulchan. The Zohar HaShulchan says that even if you gave permission for someone to come into my rishus, there is no responsibility unless I tell you explicitly I'm a kabbal shmir on you. Without saying explicitly I'm a kabbal shmir on you, there is no chiyuv. We mentioned that the practical application of the Zohar HaShulchan maybe is true in a house. Someone walks in, a commercial property or a store where anyone has a right to come in and they expect people to come in and out, and maybe that is a din like Rishon Rabbim, as we mentioned from the Chayyim HaShanu, that's how he said this svarah, that there is a concept that if I let you into my Rishus, and almost the Rishus turns into a public property, then it's similar to the halacha of a bor b'shus Rabbim, and it would be zecha be responsibility.
Why? If that's true, which seems to be so common, why doesn't
Correct. So it's a Madaik that he wants to say that that's the Raya for Aruch HaShulchan. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan is the first one who speaks about this concept, and he's telling you in the Machloikas, what after Makabal Shmir, when you come into Marishos, that's Makabal Shmir. And the Deed for it is, because you look in Shulchan Aruch, and you look in the Gemara, it never discusses the case where you're saying that it came into Marishos. When he's Naiti, he could answer it, that it's a bigger Chiddush, the cases that the Gemara is discussing, and the Shulchan Aruch is discussing. Because they're discussing a case where the person had no business being in my bar. It's Betzideh Rishus Rabbah, Hifka Rishus Rabbah, Hifka Bari, which now put it right next to Rishus Rabbah. So technically then, the person had no business being in my bar. He had no right to be there. To myself, right, correct. He had no right to this, but he had no right to be where the bor is. The case of let's go take a step back. The case of Shulchan Aruch, where it discusses bor b'shusrei, is either talking about a case of hifkur shusrei v'lo hifkur bor, which at this point now is right next to the person. I own the bor, but I was machkir all the shus all around it. So now the person falls in. He fell in. The person had a right, halachic right, to walk right alongside the bor, and the fact that he fell in is my responsibility. And the smach says it's within dalat tochen. Next to the shus rabbin, there's another case where I create a bor, and the bor is from the shus rabbin, right alongside on that property line. Gave an example of that pink fence, and maybe that will be a bar or whatever it is. It's right along the property line where someone could easily, even though they're walking bershus, they have a right to be there, but it's someone could easily fall into this bar. That's the case of what Shachanar. But in those cases, technically the person shouldn't have crossed the law. He shouldn't have come into my property. The case of bor b'shus, which you're discussing, I told him he could come into my rishus, I told him he could be anywhere in the rishus. So the falling into the bor is less of a chiddush than the case of the
other.
We'll get to that deep, and it's takim meduik, and maybe Rashi's shita is that it's only in that case. We'll see in a second. We'll get to Rashi in a second. But the concept, and that's the emotions of medayik and Rashi's little daft a little. Forget that case a second. We'll get to the chiddush lavli and luye and where it applies. But the actual concept, the responsibility of a bor b'shusa. So again, the chashulchan shita is that even if I invited him in, unless I would mekabel ahead yishmiru, we can't. It's a sacred adina. We can't be mekzim moment. And the other shittas are not so clear if we agree with the Rosh Hashanah, but even according to Rosh Hashanah, if it's a store, everyone comes in, a shul, these type places, everyone comes in and out, could we be talking about that Rosh Hashanah would agree that there would be a responsibility for a bor b'shusa in that case. But the case where there's a bor b'shusa is for sure chayav, is a case that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that it's mitzidei rishus rabim, it was right alongside rishus rabim, or it was hifkir rishus, it was mafkir my rishus, and it wasn't mafkir the bor. Again, we don't think along these terms, it was the last time someone was mafkir the shus and not mafkir the bor. But that is a common case brought down in the Gemara, and those are the cases where bor b'shus is chayav. Now, after that, I've done, let's go to the concept of having the Luya, the Loimalia, the Mandakai, I mean, when do we say that even if I was not the one who created the bar, the case of bar Rishusa was, I was the one who dug alongside, I painted the fence alongside the Rishusa Rabba, I dug a bar, for whatever reason, alongside the Rishusa Rabba, that person fell in. Here we have the Gemara on the Memchev, is Mechadish and Luya say, that even if I was not the one who created the bar, it could be a still a thief. I'm a robber. Hikhna Shari of the Chotz of Alapais. And someone else's animal came into Marishus. The chokhov by Barisichan, the behemoth went and dug off in Marishus and created a bar. So the Moshe says, Bala Shor, the person whose Shor went and dug up in Marishus, is chayv in his bechot. His responsibility is to sort of pay me for the damage when his Shor created. Bala Chotze chayv in his bechot. But the Bala Chotze, once he becomes aware that there is a bar in his Rishus, he's responsible for the damage which that bar could create. That even if I was not the one who dug the bar, but since it's in my property, it's in my rishos, therefore the Gemara says, so it happened that the Luya was my responsibility to fill it. The Loi Malia, and I didn't fill up the bar, command the Kaidam, it's as if he was the one who dug the bar. We'll see that it's not that when the Shur dug it. We'll see that there's different cases where the first dug it, it could be a different halacha, and we happened to Elov, where the bar happened on its own, there was no Shur, there was no Aldam, but it just happened on its own.
Why does it say this word that not someone else?
And a chanami. But the case over here, the pasuk is the case of the Gemara, is that wasn't mafkir.
You didn't have the mind to be
kind of. I wasn't mafkir above. It's my rishus, I don't have the mind to be kind of. It is mine.
What?
The case over here is that the shark came into my property and dug a hole in my property. The property still remains mine. It's my property. It didn't, wasn't mafkir the rishus. There's no hifkir rishus of the and the pilazayin. And the chanami, if you want to be mafkir the bar and mafkir the rishus all around it, and the chanami, you'll lose your property, but you'll be property from mazik abar. So look, if you look at Rashi over here, this is the Rashi that you medayek, Rashi seems to severely limit the application of this halacha of havadoi lemuyeh v'loi malyeh. Rashi said the case, halacha kibin islay lemuyeh, so Rashi mekamei de mafkir, before he was mafkir. Rashi says, the one should I have filled it up, before I was mafkir. The whole body veil, he asked about the basis of the Kalabish of Sarab. Sin Remosha, and so on, Dibris Moshe, Remosha learns like this, Shulkazovsky, there's all the Achrona, all the Roshivas, all Madaik, there's Rashi. The Rashi learns the new side. It's not Pshat because it's my mom and I have a mountain, I own the borrowers, I have a responsibility to fill it up. Rashi's talking about a specific, the Gemara of Rashi's making a Kimta, it's a specific case, that I was mafkid Rishus around the bar, but it wasn't masked with the actual bar. So the Rashi, that since it was masked, Nosim Takala B'Shusarabim. So the Ramosha wants to say that that's called the Kriya's bar. The same way if I dig a bar in Shusarabim, the Maisa Kriya, where I'm digging, creates a Mishal for Shusarabim. If I masked the area around the bar, that's equivalent to digging the bar. Although the hole was there before, that hole was in my own shoes, wouldn't do any damage. By putting that hole now, with Sidei Shusarabim, that creates that. So Zakhtar Mimarishu, that Rashi holds that the only time of a responsibility to fill up a bar in my Rishos is only in such a case where I was mafkered, and that's the chiyuv is for the Maisa Kriya. If you follow according to this Rashi, if someone came and dug a bar right alongside the Shusarabim, I didn't have to do hefker because it was a bar that was a mikshel right alongside the shusarabim. According to Rashi, it's a tough and easy problem. Because Rashi needs that there's a kriya's bar. In order to be chayiv, it has to be that if I dug the bar, how did I dig the bar if I didn't physically dig the bar? I dug the bar by making a ma'aser hefker. So the Mimarish is also a kind of a medayek that Rashi holds that the only time when there's a responsibility to fill up a bar when I owned the bar and I wasn't the one who dug it is only limited to a case where I was mafkid the bar. Just because that's the equivalent of digging the bar. That's Shita's Rashi.
Someone else digs a hole on my property right next to
the according to the way that they're Madaik and Rashi, the law will be that the other would be responsible. The person who dug the bar could be responsible. We'll see that that's before. But the owner of the property would not have a responsibility to fill it, and it would remain the responsibility of the person who dug that bar. And according to Rashi, we thought. All these cases, it severely limits the concept of having a luya of leimari command the kaidam. It's his responsibility. Someone else got it. I didn't do a ma'aser shiur here. I wasn't negligent. What did I do over here? I didn't do a ma'aser shiur. So according to that, I'm sorry to be
puzzled. I thought Rashi meant that if you know about it, and
have you ever looked at it? Yeah, but Rashi says the case is where it's master.
Right, but so when you're master, it, you have a clue from before. Because you
are allowed. Or why did Rashi have to say? Why did Rashi say a simpler case? It was the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. And Rashi should tell me a chiddush that if it was the next Rishus Rabbim and I don't go and fill it, forget the case of Hefker. Let's take a simple case. It was next Rishus Rabbim. The shark came into my Rishus and it dug a hole within Dalat's Chacham next to Rishus Rabbim. So I have a chiddush to go and fill it up. Why did Rashi have to come onto a case where it was Mafkir, Hefker, Rishus Levela, Hefker, Berger? Why did Rashi have to come onto such a case? Rashi had a very simple case. It was on the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, it was alongside Rishus Rabbim. The behemoth came and dug off over there and I have a chiddush to fill it up. So you see from there, the Rashi holds that that's not a chiyuv. Since I wasn't the kareya habor, I didn't dig the bar. When do we say there's a chiyuv if someone has a responsibility to pay for someone gets damaged in the bar? That's when he digs the bar. You want to know what's called digging a bar? Either I could dig a bar by physically going and digging out a pit and now someone could fall in, or it could be kareya habor, like the case of Rashi says, where I was machkid or shus around the bar, which now created a situation where someone could fall in. But without a maisa kriya, without being digging, without making the takala, there's no responsibility because it's just my money, there's no responsibility necessarily for me to fill the hole that I didn't create. That's Shita's Rashi. Tosfos Mevorot argues on this. Tosfos Mevorot that he holds, and the way that Ramosha explains Tosfos is that it's my mom. I have a responsibility because it's my mom. If it's my mom, so I own the property, and my property now has a bar in it, nothing to do with a ma'aser kriya. I don't have to create the bar, I don't have to do a pshia, I don't have to be negligent in creating the bar. That in itself, the fact that I own the property, the Torah was matalam, yechiv, and I have a responsibility to go ahead and to remove that obstacle, remove that thing that it should, that mitzvah that someone should not chasron fall into. And the mere fact that it's my money is enough to mechayiv me to go ahead and to remove it. There's more in Tosfos Chav Tes. This is a classic case in Tosfos over here where someone takes my item and sticks it in Rishus Rabbim. It was a mafkir, it's not. Someone put the item, he created the entire bar. Still, there's a chiyuv al tabalei luya to go ahead and to remove that item from Rishus Rabbim. If I don't know about it, then there's no chiyuv. Assuming that I did know about it, but it would broaden the halacha when we say that the chiyuv al tabalei luya b'lo malya kanam kaidam. According to Rashi, the way the Ramosha understands it, it's limited to a case Dafka where it was Mafkida Rishus around the board, and according to Tosfos, it's across the board. As long as I have my moment, that's enough to be Mechayev. Correct. The Chiyuv of Havelei Lemuli of Eloi Malia command the Kayyad of it. We put the onus of the responsibility on you, although you didn't actually dig the bar, it's equivalent of being negligent by not filling up the bar, which I have a responsibility to fill. It's as if I dug the bar, and now, once the time, we'll see exactly how long has to pass, but once the time passes, where I should have already filled it up, that's regular my bar, and the Chiyuv goes in the regular halacha of bar. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's very awesome. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the case that we always mask the Rishus around the board. So it's a simple case. So the steamus of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be like Tosfos. It doesn't say a case where a person was maskered, and according to Rashi, that's the whole Nakuda. The whole Nakuda is that I was negligent, I didn't mask it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it, doesn't mention that that's the case. Now it's interesting, the smile over here, when he explains it, does say that the case is. The Hifti Achraf, I've already been to like Rashi, learned that that's the case. But the Maisa, and this may be the Raya, Kineged Imre Moshe, and Shmuel, and all the ones who only Kedaik and Rashi, the Smaal over here brings the case simply like Rashi. The case was Simon Shin Tzadiches, he's explaining the same Allah over there. He says, Vahainu explains, Dafka, but the Hifti Achraf Roshusli, he explains the first chapter that I was Mafkid Roshus around the bar, then Loikin Havali Bar Bechot Teramatik, which there wouldn't be his responsibility. And then he adds up, Oisha Boru Peshusli Samach Peshusarav. So though over here he seems to explain, like Rashi, in Simon Shin Tzadiches, which is discussing the short digging of Boru Marishus also, he says that we have both cases. He says either it was Samach Peshusarav, it was right alongside Peshusarav, or the case was we were Hifkir Peshusli. So if anything, I would see from the Sma, that maybe Shikas Rashi is not like that either. Though here he explains like Rashi, explains the Gemara like Rashi. Maybe that was the more common, I don't know why that should be the more common case, but if upon the Sma over here, Simon Tov Yud explains like Rashi, and in the priesthood is Mufurish, and even to Chayyarai, and that's Shita Satur as well, that the responsibility of Havelei Lemuli is not limited to cases where he was masked or just around it, where he sort of created the Takola. Even in a case where it's merely his money, that's enough to make a responsibility that he should be Mufurish to go ahead and to pay for the damage which the bar goes and creates. And so let's take the case where a person notices on his front lawn, he notices a bike, or he notices something there, so the starting point should be, that according to Rashi, it should be potter. Again, the Rashi is a chayra chiddush. I did see a different mishpat who wants to pass on like Rashi, but as Lamaise, the part of the stimus of an orach and the smad, prisha, learn that it's also, if it's his money, and I saw the ulama mishpat, the chazanish, the rachashos, and all go with the smad, they all demand that the chiyiv is applicable as well in a case where it's his money which is doing damage. I saw someone want to say, according to this, if someone has a bed, but it doesn't seem to be a bike or a scooter on his property, and someone could see the Rishus Rav, it was right next to Rishus Rav, and someone could fall over it, and if you didn't go ahead and pick it up, you would have a chiyuv of Havelei Lemuli of Eloi Malia command the Kayyad of it. Then he's the idea that's a Tosfos. Because even if you pass them like Tosfos, there's a chiyuv of Havelei Lemuli, that's the chiyuv when the bor is his money. What's the lumbus of a Tosfos? The lumbus of a Tosfos. Moshe explains that the reason why Tosfos holds it's a chiyuv lemluya v'lo marik manakayadam is when it's his money. If a behemoth comes and digs out of my rishos, what's the bar? The bar is the ground. Who owns the ground? I own the ground. If someone puts a package in my rishos, what is the bar there? The bar is not the ground. The bar is what belongs to someone else. So who said that the chiyuv of chavad lemluya v'lo marik manakayadam when the bar doesn't belong to me? What is my moment which is doing the hazik, where I own the bar which is someone's going to fall into? There's Pasha the Zachir. But in case where it's someone else's bike, Amar Rishos, so the person who owns the bike, let him go ahead and remove it. Why is that not?
In case he's just rolling and he wasn't master, the animal black is rolling. Right? You might have seen that for 5 years
ago. Right.
But if you watch it, if he wasn't an animal, and master it,
okay, so I'll explain to you why I think that's different. Because in the case of Gwolim, what's the hazard that happens? You have a good point, which I was going to get to when I was discussing the ice. But what's the hazard that happens by Gwolim? Gwolim himself do the damage? Or the damage is that you smash into the ground. So Taisan of Chavches is Mavur, that if there's Mayim spills on our rishos, and I trip on the iron, that's a responsibility because we look at the ground underneath as the bar. So it could be that by glowing, the hezek over there is the ground which is underneath the glowing. Mashiach, in the case where it's a bike, we mentioned the first week that Shachanor Paskins, that if I trip on a board, I trip on something and I fall, my chayra board, it's not responsibility. So it could be over there, it's different. Over there, we have to land on the coin to maybe it's probably in the Machoik of the Chazanish and the Shulchan Gebur. Shulchan Gebur learns that someone puts a banana peel let's take a step back. I put a banana peel in Shulchan Rabbah, we mentioned the first week, the halacha according to the Machaber is, that if someone trips on the banana peel and lands in Rosh Hashanah next to the banana peel, the halacha would be that you pop them. Because it didn't fall on the actual bar, the margar just tripped them, but that's called tata alam as a cost. The Shulchan Gebur says the same would be true if I put a banana peel on my own Rosh Hashanah. That's going to see the Rosh Hashanah as my responsibility, but the same would be true even though there would be a makom lechala if I said that he landed on my own ground. Maybe my response when I have all the responsibility. So it's a little shizun back, the Chazanesh holds in Shekhet Yichayev. So if you hold like that, that Chazanesh Yichayev, which I'm not sure that the Diyak is correct, but assuming that Diyak would be correct, then I would not be able to say that over here it's my bar, and then I would have responsibility. But assuming that that Diyak is not correct, and assuming that the responsibility is only for making the bike, could only be if you land on the actual bike, if you land next to the bike, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. So to remove that bike, how do we do? You don't see. Because the bar over here is not my mom, the bar over here is the bike which belongs to someone else. Again, I didn't see this in the flourish and the board is. Is what? Yeah, because the morning that should be chayev and Caleb, but if you want to know the case where we could be chayev, it would be that case. So it's hard to say, well, it's not mine. What have I responsibility? How do I believe that my command of character is because it's my mom, it's not mine. The case in the Chanami, the case where the emotions are dying, what would be in that case? The Gemara is talking about that case. Who says that there's a responsibility for that? Rashi holds the responsibility because only when there's mafia. Tosis extends that when it's my moment. My moment that the that's not my moment which is in a mokum where it could do damage. My property is not what's doing the damage, but so doing the damage is your money on my thing. So the Baal HaMamon, the one who owns it, he has a responsibility to go ahead and remove it. I don't have necessarily a responsibility to remove it. Again, I don't see Mefurish. That's there. No, that's you're a hack. They made a mistake, and they corrected it the next week. They corrected it the next week. Read the second page. They corrected it. The next page, they corrected it. It was a mistake. I put it in because it was like something we discussed in the shiur, but it was like okay, the point is, so that's the Bible we have over here, that according to Rashi, let's go back. The case where someone has a bar, let's go take the case now with a store owner. A store owner, someone else came and dropped the bottle of oil, or someone put down a package in the aisle, and now a person could trip over it. So assuming that he would trip, it's his money then which is going to do the damage, because if the oil is there, it's similar to the case of Tosis, where the character now became the bar, or it's going to trip over the store owners who put the box there. So in such a case, the Chorel Mil Machloikis, Rashi and Tosis, again, we mentioned Pashas Lalocha would be, like Tosis, that there would be a chiyah for him to remove it. If he didn't remove it, he'd be chayav also didn't bar. The question is how long? Let's take a case where the bottle of oil now fell on the floor, the person's about to come and slip in it, and someone goes over to the store owner and tells him, you have a pile of oil over there. He says, you know what? And he goes, runs and calls his worker, and his worker's going to come and clean it up. It takes time. And during the time before the worker came, someone slipped and fell. Would he be chut mechuyiv there or not? No. So it's a smart discussion. Should it be bad? This is responsibility now. So the Sma seems to say that the Chiyav is Miyah. Harei the Chai bin Azotim, Zot the Sma and Tzikot and Vov, Medevoi Kosta Vedin Zeh Gam Kein, Hashir Bechdei Sheyudeya, Veyizkir Poyolim, Veyichra Arroza. So the Loch in Tzim, and we didn't see it, but the Loch in Tzim Tzot Yud Tzikot Vov. If I created a bar, I covered the bar, I made a good kisli, I created a good covering that the bar should not get damaged. Something happened for whatever reason, beyond my control, that bar, that cover became removed. The halacha in Tzitzel Vav is that I'm not chayav to replace the cover of the bar myself. And I have time to go hire workers to create a cover and to cover it. If during the time while I'm getting workers, some of those are falls into it, the halacha is that I'm covered. Now it is, if I know, the machloikas in Rishonah, but this is the way the Ramah passes. Ramah passes that I have time to go ahead and to hire workers until the workers come and do it, even though technically I could have stood there and shoot away at any person and make sure I didn't come in, because I'm not called the Kareah HaVor. So if I wasn't the one who created the bar, because here I made a kisei, I maybe originally created the bar, but once I covered it, I offered it that I'm potter because I covered it. Now the fact that it's unopened on its own, there I don't have a responsibility. I have a responsibility because it's my bar, but my responsibility is limited to that I have a right to go ahead and to hire workers to go ahead and to cover it. I don't have to go ahead and do it myself. Zok b'sma, that the halacha is not the same over here. Zok b'sma, that the halacha of Yiska Poylem, he says, the Mechaber here doesn't say that the cases have that zman. Nirot is a dayma l'chayf bar, the renicha megulot to the cost of atzol. I want to say that the case of Havel and Luya is if I dug the bar, and it's worse than the case where it got unopened, I had a covering and it opened up on its own. Over here I have a responsibility right away, so the starting point according to the sma would be that I'll chayr out of the to stand there to make sure that my store is not going to create a mitzvah, and I'd wait to go call a worker, the halacha would be radichai. Chaznish and the Ulam HaMishpah both argue on this. They don't argue on this now, but they ask on this now, what's Hakad HaChaz, why it should be different? If I create a bar, and I cover it, and the bar gets opened up, then we say, yeah, time to go ahead and to high workers, because I wasn't at the Tareya bar. It got opened on its own, and I was Bechasit, so I had no responsibility. So why should it be different than if a shor came, and dug in my rishos, so I should also have time to go on high workers. Zok HaSma HaChidosh. Zok HaChaznish HaChidosh. One state, the sma halacha, that I don't have time to hire workers and have to do it myself, but make sure it doesn't get damaged, she'ein dibe sma, elo the chofer the emtsa chatzeroi, with a dog in the middle of his chatzer, the achat of kirishus. He says that maybe the sma took that a case like Rashi. That the case was that it was a kareya ador, and not kirishus around it. The chazan is, in such a case, vila sma, the dress host of kipeshea achra, they nirkma sma. But chazish holds that I'm chayit even in that such a case. Once we're in the college, the sma that said that there's no, we don't have time to go ahead and hire workers, that back in a case where we're negligent at creating this, I call it a machkidoshus around it. Well, Chaznishus holds that I'm chayiv in another case where I didn't go ahead and machkidoshus, but in such a case, the Torah would have time to go ahead and to hire workers. The Torah would have been, if it drops in the store and the person wants to wait a few minutes till pace that to get his worker to come with a map and to map it up, the Torah would not be responsible for the damage it would have caused in the incident. Actually, yes, I don't know. It seems like the probably it's right away, but I'm not sure.
So let's say you put up some kind of a block, and somebody ignores it and gets damaged.
Yes, it could be that there's a kisei. There's halachos of what's called a kisei bar, but if I cover over the bar and I do it in such a place where someone should have no business going over that barrier which I created, that shouldn't be allowed. It's unchar, then it wouldn't be responsible. Now, till then we discussed the case. And really the case of Shulchan Aruch was a case where the shor was the one who created the bar. Where a person was, another person was the one who created the bar. For example, a person goes, in this case really, there will be a svara lifter, because maybe when a person went and dropped with negligence and dropped a bottle of oil, or if a person went and removed the box from the shelf and put it now in the aisle, maybe here the person who was created the bar, it was the other. The other created the bar. He's responsible for that bar. So maybe we don't say, Hallelujah, Beloy Malia, Commander Kayadami, in a case where someone else, it's his bar, why do I have to necessarily get involved with that? Shita's Ramban is talking like that. The Ramban holds that if someone else created the bar, it's his bar, and the person who owns the property, just because it's his mom, is not enough to be mechayev him to go ahead and to fix the bar, and the bar is the responsibility of the person who created the bar. Tosfos Lamaisa argues on this. Tosfos says that the responsibility of Tavli Luya extends to a case where another person was the one who created the bar, and Lamaisa and Mechav, the Ramos, Tosha Pastor, that Tosfos, if they didn't call Achab Rishusli, the Nutil of Alachotah Chai, passing like the Ramos, that there is a key responsibility for the person who owns the property to fix the bar, even if it was created by another person still. If someone took my bike, or someone took something which I own, my suitcase, and moved it over in a case where it's just a rabbin, or moved it in a case where now it's going to cause damage, you know, another person was the one who created it, he was the one who put down the box, he's the one who dropped the water, which now turned my property into a mazik. The chayr is still the responsibility of the Ramal Paskins would be on the owner of the property, he still have a responsibility, and the shulchan holds it till he finds out about it. The responsibility is taken. The chayfer abor has responsibility. Once the owner found out about it, and he had the time to rectify it. That he became the balabar, and it's solely his responsibility because it's his mom and it's his responsibility. Now let's go to a case where the person didn't dig it, the shor didn't dig it. It was not it came by itself. So the portion of the Mechav Haskins, Chem and Nochum, the Eilat, the Borga created on its own, still the responsibility of the person who owns the property is to have it removed. So what would be, like a typical case, where someone, there's a snowstorm, there's an ice storm, and a person does not shovel his sidewalk, and the person falls and trips on that and gets hurt, would the homeowner be responsible of this concept of having a Luya Belay Mari from under Kayadam? It was not the narrative bar, there's a Mishal over here, someone could easily come and trip. That we said that if it's my mom, according to Shita's Tesis, which is Pasha's the way of Paschim, there's a Chiyah of having a Luya Belay Mari from under Kayadam. Oh, so good. So now that Pasha's, I think, Pasha's the Lalocha, you'd be part in this case. Because what he's saying is correct. I mean, I can't say I'm not taking for sure, but from the limited research I did, a sidewalk is not kosher that it belongs to you. It could be that the sidewalk, you have a responsibility to go ahead and shovel the snow, and say you have 24 hours after snow, look it up, that's what they remove it. But it's not clear as to whether or not you own the sidewalk. So if you don't own the sidewalk, so even if according to Shita's Tesis, which holds that we extend the Zechiyah of Tavi and Luya V'loi Malya Kanan Dekayidami, that's only in a case where you own the land. If I don't own the land, who says the Zechiyah? Although it's technically, they said I'm responsible to shovel the snow, it's very good, I'm responsible to shovel the snow. I didn't do my civic duty, whether or not halachically I'm responsible for it, probably halachically, people walking by have responsibility to make sure that it's easy and that there's no bor over here. But to say that it would be a chiyav al zbor of the din of havadin luya, you would have to, at the minimum, be that belongs to me. So if a person falls on a sidewalk which doesn't belong to me, then there would be no responsibility. Person who comes into my rishus, we'll get to in a minute. We're definitely my money. The area could be the lechi about tava leilam buya. I'm not sashenim, but some of the sashenim, you know, can't create your own. But some of them say that it's a connoisseur. You see, dinam achuzadina, there's responsibility. So that maybe creates a chiva, a connoisseur. You see that they make the connoisseur, which are normal, which are understandable. Maybe that could create a chiva, it's not so partial. But you should just know that legally you're not responsible. At least by residential, if you don't shovel your sidewalk, there is no responsibility legally for the damage if someone falls on it. Only in a case where you shovel the snow. If you shovel the snow and you do an act of negligence, and now there's a small layer of ice, and I think that'll be true also. If you shovel the snow, now you leave ice. So sorry, you'd be chayav because that's a kerei avor. Same way if you dig a lot, so you smoke. So the Rechanami, not that they were mechavim to this halacha, but if there is an act of negligence. Oh, so I think that would probably be a chalak between legally and that. If I shovel it, and now the sun comes, and now I start to melt. I don't know if it would be a loss, but that would be here. You don't have to expect that that's the natural thing that's going to happen the next day. There's so much snow on the side, and that's what always happens. Could be there'll be a chiyuv for shoveling, because now I create a situation where the ice, like, it's a grumble of my action, but it could be, I'm not sure if there'll be a chiyuv even in that case. But for sure, if I dig a board and I shovel and I don't go all the way to the bottom and now I expose this black ice underneath and the person gets full, that's it, that's a regular Kriya's bar and you would be responsible for if it gets damaged. Now, that's just a rabbin. If I create a bar, I create a situation where yeah, but that's an economic. That also is the case. Because in terms of the case where I spill water in Rishus HaRabim, the ground underneath the water is my responsibility. That's a cool thing. Even if you hold it, that's not called gargoyle. So, a tiny piece of ice and I fall over there, then an economic could be in such a case, there would be a tzad. If it's not my property, then an economic in such a case would be part of it. Now, if it's already in my resource, person not under Rishus HaRabim, someone's coming collecting, comes, walks up my the path that I have to my house, and he falls over here. Here, it would be a strong mockum to say, over here, I have a responsibility to go ahead, and that's definitely my property. In the Hanami, the ice storm that came was not my fault. But if the bar is created in the Eilof, right now there's a mikshal in my rishos, there, but the chayav over there would also be a case of part of the Beit Nachman Shulchan, which you mentioned in the beginning. Who told the comment? So even though I say that you can give your rishos, but in the case where it's a private property, they have no necessarily point of Shulchan, that was not a responsibility. So again, the proper and the right thing to do is, when there's snow, ice, we have a chiyuv, to go ahead and to remove it, but it will be very hard to be mechayev them just based on this concept and have them luyev loymalia command the kaidam. So next week the shulas were off, and afterwards we'll change a little from the topic of bar. We'll go into the hilcha halachos of Micah, what the responsibility is to take away a mishul, which is in marishus, not necessarily from the chiyuv moment, but also the chiyuv that I have to make sure that there's no mishul in marishus.
According to places, right, so what happens with the Torah from the Shusra? I was why? Am I saying the city of Shusra, right?
The city of Shusra, you don't say the Torah.